We passed a lot of things that people don't even understand what's all that's in it, understanding. And one of the things that I remember saying, and I'll end this, I think it's extremely realistic to say to people, because let me back up. So whether or not we can actually get an election, and by the way, I haven't given up. We haven't finished the vote yet on what's going on voting rights and the John Lewis bill and others. Allison Harris, please.
Very few schools are closing. Over 95% are still open. Is becoming much more informed on the motives of
what
some of the political players and some of the
Bueller
political parties.
One more question, Mr. President.
By the way, it's a quarter of, guys. So I'm going to do this. Just listen. If you answer me easy questions, I'll give you quick answers.
You didn't answer the last one.
Well, I got to tell you, I had to get a little bit more mileage out of that last bit. That's our president and his presser the other day. Now, those are different random thoughts sewed together, but those pauses were real. And he just
and he didn't answer the question.
Right. But he wanted easier questions. That way we could wrap up and I could go have my
pudding.
Or jello or whatever.
Oh, okay.
He's eating these days. Could be pudding.
It's probably pudding. If you do a good job, you get pudding later. That's what my mom used to say.
Hello, Friday.
Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
Well, Joe's got the weekend to relax, probably going to Delaware, you know, where the voting rights are much more strict in his state than Georgia, where he laid down the gauntlet here about a week ago. They're still trying to clean everything up.
Yeah, that's true.
Jen Psaki. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, she is, she's something else. She's a condescending.
Oh, she's something else.
She is.
She's
wow.
Not. Man, you said it like, oh, man, she is something else. No, she's something else.
That's right.
It's all in the inflection.
She was literally tweeting while he was giving his press conference. Well, we mean this.
I told you, she was going to need to go on, like, Dramamine,
right,
for all the spinning she was having to do, right, just during the presser.
Right,
it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
She's probably got vertigo at this point. I don't know.
I'm going to make a prediction.
Okay.
I think in the next week, maybe if not this weekend, that Putin will go ahead and overstep that line and have that minimal incursion as Joe put it out there, throwing him that mulligan at the press conference.
I'm telling you.
If he doesn't, I'm wondering why. Why wouldn't he? Because they say, Janet, he has to move now before the ground freezes. Because once it starts thawing, it's a muddy mess over there.
Right.
It's got to go while it's cold.
You mean before it thaws.
Before it thaws. That's what I meant to say. It just becomes a lot more messy in so many ways,
difficult
for equipment and difficult. So they say he's got to go during the cold season, and we're there because I'm taking airborne. It's definitely the cold season.
Let me tell you, the ground is so hard right now because temperatures really dropped overnight. We're going to see some really cold temperatures over the next couple of days. Fortunately, it doesn't look like we're going to be getting any of the weather that they had are calling for in parts of the Commonwealth. Our listing area seems to be okay with that.
Do we even reach 30 today? I think I looked.
I don't think so.
Weather Underground, and it never. We never hit 30 today.
So there's definitely refreeze. Anything we have on the ground now is not going to be going anywhere. But the roads were good. Probably getting to your car, you might want to watch. Buddy's wiped out this morning.
So if I'm thinking about
going
some
through
kind of
the yard.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a little bit.
So if I'm thinking about a minimal incursion with my neighbors, I should do it this weekend
before everything falls out. They're texting already this morning.
Oh, really?
Randy wants to know, will you be offering a tribute to Meatloaf today's Five and Dine?
Oh.
Not in Five and Dine. No.
If he'd have died 18 hours sooner, Janet would have made
that
happen.
It could have happened. But we're already on a theme this week, so I can't do it.
Gosh, he would have had to get his order in a week ago then because of the... That's right. You're doing tenderloins all week.
I am doing tenderloins all week because we're trying to show people how to stretch your money.
Because inflation's hitting us real.
It's hitting all of us. Yeah. So, we're continuing with that theme today. But we will have some Meatloaf music for you.
Yeah, we will.
Sad that we lost. I love Meatloaf.
Yeah.
And I love Meatloaf. Yeah. So there's that.
I do.
Here's your thought of the day. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You can't use up creativity. The more you use, the more you have.
Huh.
It's true.
Wow.
Creativity spawns creativity.
Wow.
And
I like it.
If you surround yourself with excellent creative people,
yes,
they also
it makes
inspire.
A difference. That was one of the things that I learned a long time ago listening to Rush, because I love radio. That's why I do radio. Rush inspired me in so many ways. But he mentioned probably 20 years ago, just surround yourself with positive people. And people that buy into your dream, whatever that dream is, because that will help elevate you and help you maybe even fulfill what you feel like
and
you're
not,
called to
and
do.
And not people who say, but we've always done it this way.
Oh, absolutely.
That doesn't work.
No, not at all.
434-248-0704 is our text number. Yes, Randy, that text was in bad taste. So I think he's feeling texter's remorse.
Wow.
On that one.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
This is a first for him, isn't it? Really, texter's remorse at this,
no,
this early
he,
hour?
He does it because he's, sometimes his fingers fly faster than his brain, and that happens to all of us.
Been there, done that.
Today is National One-Liner Day.
Yep. One example of an excellent one-liner, keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Many know this from The Godfather, who originally coined the phrase.
Who
originally coined the phrase? Sorry.
Yeah.
They used it, but who originally coined that phrase?
Right. 434-248-0704. A famous person said the phrase originally. They just happened to use it in the movie.
Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
On this day in history, in 1978, the Bee Gees album, Saturday Night Fever, goes number one for how many weeks, Mr. Lamb?
Oh, my gosh. 24. Stuff.
And that's why it was number one for 24 weeks.
We didn't even get to all the songs.
It's still on my playlist.
Yeah.
I still have it.
Yeah.
It's in my iTunes.
Mm-mm. Wow.
Because it's great stuff. All right. Somebody says, is it Disco Friday? Yes, it
is. Yeah, it would be. Hey,
they
John,
like it.
John called us, and normally we don't put calls on this early because of this segment, but he was just concerned about the president's speech and the babbling and the incoherency, and then a vice president that doesn't seem to be in touch either.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you know who's third in line? Nancy Pants.
Oh, Lord.
And that's even worse. So, John, we take
Way to ruin my Friday, John.
He said he loves the show, and we told him we love him for listening. So.
Negative Nelly.
No, he's just...
I know, it's true. We talk about it all the time.
Yeah, I mean, that's a scenario that could play out, God forbid.
We are perched precariously friends.
Oh, we are. No doubt about it.
In more ways than one.
I think I'd rather have this next guy on this day in history be the president.
Well, let me tell you, he was the first player ever on this day to be expelled from the Australian Open.
Showing character.
He made tennis fun to watch.
But the volatile American, renowned for his on-court tantrums, received three code violations. One for smashing his racket.
Code violation, racket abuse, point penalty.
And the other abuse. For swearing at the umpire and the tournament referee.
You gotta be booed!
Ken Ferrar has ever heard McEnroe swearing.
Code violation, verbal abuse.
These people are so proper in tennis. McEnroe swearing.
Boop, 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 boop. Racket abuse. We've got racket abuse.
They had to hire not only the ball boy to run across the court. They had to hire somebody on the button, on the six-second button.
I want to know how many rackets he had standing and
destroyed.
Yeah. I mean, you've got the guitar players.
Right. Who they are like, smash their
somebody,
guitars.
There's somebody always like, you know, tuning the guitar and then they hand them
oh,
off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they probably had somebody restringing his rackets and like bringing them in.
Well, you know, it's an endearing thing that, what was it, the guy from The Who, Pete
Townsend,
made it famous. Why isn't it okay to smash your racket? I mean, come on.
I don't know, but I'm telling you, and I know he behaved badly,
right?
But gosh, he was fun to watch.
Yeah.
Anyway, 2017, we have this one. Not a bright shining moment.
Nope, not at all.
In our history, I will tell you, that was a day in history that I was disgusted to be a woman.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
2 million people were in the Women's March. All had their panties all in a bunch because Donald Trump was president. So we had 2 million people protesting, 500,000 ridiculous, mostly women, marching in Washington, D.C. So gross.
Yeah, Jim Comey's wife was one of those.
I don't doubt
wearing the pink pussy cat hats. Or what do they call it? The pussycat hats or something?
No, that's not what they called it, but close.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
anyways,
it was something gross.
Yeah, it was.
Your governor wore one. Governor Northam. There's
really?
Photos. Absolutely. There are absolutely photos of him wearing it. It's
so
disgusting.
Well, this also happened.
Yes, I am outraged. Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
Ashley Judd is here!
And I am a feminist! I am a nasty woman. I'm not as nasty as a man who looks like he bathes in Cheeto dust. A man whose words are a diss track to America.
The first one was Madonna. Second was Judd. Ashley Judd.
Yeah, that's when I officially decided that, you know.
She also talked about her, I can't say what she, because
yes,
I'm already in
you're
trouble.
You're already in trouble.
I'm already in jail.
You've already got to.
I can't say what.
Yeah, there's a picture of your governor wearing the hat.
Hang on a second.
There he
I've
is.
I've never seen that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm so glad he's gone.
This is me being pathetic and trying to look relevant.
Wow.
Look at my hat. Pay no attention to the fact that I'm a flaming racist. Look, I'm wearing a hat and I'll kill babies.
Yeah.
Love me, women.
Wow.
Oh, Lord. Anyway.
You remember when his wife stopped him just short of starting to do the Michael Jackson
oh,
dance?
Oh, yes. Yep.
I mean, you could see her arm reach out and go, don't you dare. You're already in trouble.
That's
do
right.
Do not do the moonwalk.
Don't you do it. Well done. Well played, Pam. Well played. All right, we got some birthdays today.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Let's get there quickly.
Yes.
Jack Nicklaus having a birthday today, turning 82 years old.
1962 was a U.S. Open.
Yep.
You watched this one. What are your thoughts?
I thought it was different, interesting. I was used to seeing fast greens. That way they had fast greens. I'm not sure that I thought there was what a U.S. Open should look like. I don't want to be an old fogey about it and say that everything that we did was the right way. There's other ways to do it, and they did it a different way, and I think they had a great tournament.
Yeah, class act. This next guy I love because I love Yellowstone, Luke Grimes.
There's monsters everywhere in this world. You just gotta kill them when you find them.
I need some advice, brother, if I can still call you that.
The day you die, you better never call me anything else. Damn, you look good. I never meet a man who's killed more men than me, but I ain't never murdered one. I never will.
Yeah, because
Wait,
what? He was a Navy SEAL.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Casey is his character. You gotta love him because he is, like most of the characters, very conflicted, but he's a good guy.
Well, you know it's going to be a good music day when it's Billy Ocean's birthday. He turns 72. Get out of my dreams. Get into my car. Get out of my dreams. There you go.
Have you seen pictures of him lately? He is all gray and he's got dreadlocks and he really looks cool.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
He was cool then. I can imagine.
Listen
how cool
to his song Caribbean
now.
Queen and tell me he's saying Caribbean Queen. It sounds like something totally different because of his accent being Jamaican.
Oh, I heard Caribbean Queen.
No.
I don't know what you were listening to. You lived with Kara too long. Also having a birthday today is the lovely Gina Davis. She turned 66. I just watched her in Beetlejuice this week.
Mm, yes. Very tall lady.
Constantly begging me to be on the girls' basketball team. And I said, no, but I don't know how to play basketball. And they were like, just stand there. You're the tallest girl anywhere.
And block the ball.
Be on the team. And I, no,
you
no,
couldn't
no.
do it.
But now I had to be the best baseball player anyone had ever seen.
Right. League of her own. Do you know she was almost on our archery team for the USA Olympics?
I thought she actually...
She took up archery.
Did some did she not?
She did. She made it all the way up to the point, but didn't quite make it onto the team.
Yeah, she's quite the archer.
She's quite a lady.
For sure.
Watch I'm not The even, Long Kiss Goodnight.
I'm that not is, even trying this next name, so just so you know.
Hakeem.
Hey, Trey. Hakeem Ewong.
Something like that. The basketball player. This is Michael Jordan.
Hakeem Elijah Wong.
Something like that. Hakeem Olajuwon.
See, I didn't even try to embarrass myself with that one.
Should have phonetically done that one. This is Michael Jordan commenting on his former colleague.
Olajuwon. He was in the top 10 in five categories. Steals, rebounds, block shots, scoring, and shooting percentage. You know, I mean, to have a big guy of his size to be in the top 10 in steals. Now, you can assume that he would be in blocks, which to me shows versatility of what type of guy he really was.
When you got Michael Jordan commenting on you like that,
you know you're
good. You were one heck of a player.
Hey, today's National One-Liner Day.
It is.
That's what our Mind Jam trivia is about.
One example, keep your friends close, but your enemies closer. Many of you know this from the Godfather movie. Who originally coined the phrase?
Someone said Abraham Lincoln. That's not the answer. But we'll have the answer and some more one-liners when we return on the Morning Jam.
Saturday Night Fever goes number one in 1978 for 24 weeks. This is one of those songs, Miss Janet.
It's the rebirth of Common Sense Talk Radio.
Common Sense Talk Radio.
We are the Morning Jam.
Found the right choice.
It's the rebirth of Common Sense Talk Radio. We are the Morning Jam.
I like waffles. Waffles are like pancakes with syrup traps. A waffle says there's syrup. Hold on now.
Mitch Hedberg, he was an amazing comedian, just had those one-liners. He would shoot at you. You'd be laughing for the last three, and he'd throw two more on top of that. You just couldn't keep up with the laughter. We lost him, unfortunately, to an overdose a number of years ago. But go out and watch some of his videos. They're quite funny.
It's National One-Liner Day.
It is.
And there are some that are, you know, pretty famous one-liners.
Some
we
are
gave
funny.
You one this morning.
Like Trey's from next door there.
Yeah, I know. Bless his heart. And I mean that in the sincerest original form of that phrase.
Well, who originally coined the phrase, keep your friends close, but your enemies closer?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought it was Abraham Lincoln because I...
It was in The Godfather.
Mm-hmm.
I only know because I admire this man so much. He's probably one of the most quotable politicians ever. And yeah, it's Winston Churchill.
Oh, wow.
Winston Churchill. Mm. He's the one who coined that phrase. He's also the one that coined the phrase, a lie can get halfway around the world before the truth's ever had a chance to get its pants on, which I also think is a great line as well. He was great at one-liners. Very quotable fella. But that's who came up came up with
Winston Churchill.
I had a preacher tell me that one time. And I was like, you are a pastor. That is not in the Bible. Winston Churchill said that.
Oh, he said it was in the Bible?
No, he didn't say it was in the Bible, but he was quoting it like it was in the Bible, like it was a philosophy that he lived by. And I'm not sure that's a philosophy.
It's in the book of Hezekiah.
That you can live. That's James Brown, not the King James.
Get on the good foot.
Or the Rick James. The Rick James version, not the King James version.
Whatever happened with that Rick James thing where he sued MC Hammer for the beginning of, you know.
Oh, I think that settled out of court.
Did they? Okay.
Look at your little ADD brain
Rick James not around anymore. I mean, but MC Hammer is. Every now and then he pops out of the chimney. Remember that?
And
commercial?
Guess what? When people hear dun 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 dun, they think MC.
Yeah.
They don't think Rick James. For sure. Hey, coming up, we have got Kimberly McBroom on the way. She's going to be talking about some stories out of Lynchburg, Roanoke Restaurant Week. Yeah. She'll be catching us up to date on that. And some of the latest with our school boards and the mask mandates.
Oh, boy.
All ahead.
If you missed our interview yesterday with Dr. Bob Denton, you might want to check it out. He has an interesting take on our governor's first.
He didn't like it.
No, he didn't. So go to our SoundCloud page, The Morning Jam on VTN. Begin typing in yesterday's date and Dr. Bob
VTRN.
Will pop up. VTRN. Yeah, did I say VTRN? I'm sorry.
No, you said VTN. It's VTRN.
Yeah, there's an R in there.
Oh my gosh. Dear Lord. Well, it is chilly this morning, 22 degrees now in the Lynchburg area. We have 23 in Bedford, 24 in Roanoke and Salem, 26 in Danville.
So have you ever wondered about the sidewalks when it gets like this? Who's responsible for scraping those sidewalks?
Well, usually people, you know, it's kind of like one of those things where it's not a job you think about until it's not done.
Right.
Well, you know, that's a good way it's like it. The sound people.
Right.
They don't ever get any credit until something's screwed up. And
right.
Then you're who is doing this?
Yeah, they turn around. They never turn around unless there's a big screw
unless
up.
There's a problem.
Oh, I work tech at my church. Trust me. I've seen that look more than once.
So I suspect does this story have something
well,
to do with that?
I was going home the other day and I drive by EC Glass because that's where I live. And there was a truck, and I'm thinking, why is he riding on the grass there? But he was literally clearing. They have a really big sidewalk in front of EC Glass along, I guess it's Memorial Avenue there, turning into MLK Drive there. So yeah, they were scraping it, and but in Roanoke, they're wondering about the snow clearing. It says they're the shovel. They look great. The city of Roanoke takes care of the major streets, bus routes, neighborhood streets, but off the road, residents and business owners are responsible for clearing adjacent sidewalks. So that's one of those things. If you're just kind of scratching your head, they will do certain things. Now, in the case of in front of EC Glass, like I just mentioned, they went in there with a small truck and with a decent sized plow and plowed that all over. I know we're still dealing with some slippery conditions even outside of our building right now. The rain helped some yesterday.
Until those 20 degree temperatures came.
I know. And then it was slippery again this morning. But Route 666 Elkton Road is now finally clear of most of the junk. And so we're excited about that getting into work. But I know there's still areas and sidewalks that are still undone. So please be careful out there. Temperatures will not even reach freezing from what I'm seeing today.
Well, we're seeing a lot of problems with staffing around the Commonwealth. Apparently, the government, not any stranger to this either. The Virginia ABC has announced that starting on the 24th of this month, each of their 395 stores will adjust their opening hours to noon until further notice. According to a release from ABC, the change in hours is a result of staffing issues in stores across the state. All stores' closing hours will remain the same.
We had the story just the other day about James Carey Mitchell being lost in Bedford, and you know, even put it out there for people to let authorities know. Well, the Bedford County Sheriff's Office say he has been found. He has not been harmed in any way. The family last spoke to him a week ago tomorrow, and then he went, you know, missing officially, I guess, on Monday. They don't really know the circumstances around it, and if they do, they're certainly not releasing it publicly. But James Carey Mitchell found safe in Bedford.
Well, there is good news for SBCAs across the country, including our region, mm-hmm. as it would seem the Betty White Challenge has brought in a lot of money and a lot of adoptions into the area. Even our local SBCAs got on board. They say that since the challenge has been issued, they've seen a significant uptick in adoptions and in donations in the area. So there you go.
That's awesome.
Betty White making a difference.
Even after.
Even now.
Yep.
We've been losing a lot of celebrities.
I know we have.
Lately.
Yeah.
Latest one, of course, Meatloaf.
Yeah. Just yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a big sports weekend heading up with the playoffs. Got our own Trey Lyle in the studio. Going to tell us where we can catch all those games if we can't be sitting in front of a TV.
CBS Sports Radio Lynchburg, your home for the NFL playoffs.
93.3 FM in Lynchburg.
1320 AM in Gretna.
Yep, and you can also
get it on our app.
Yeah, get it on our app.
If you have the WIQO app, all you do is click other stations and hit CBS Sports Radio Lynchburg.
Okay, give me the prediction. Who comes out of this weekend winners?
I'm betting against Tom Brady again.
Of course you are.
But I will say this. I think LA's got a better shot than Philadelphia did, because LA has a really good front four, which is, you know, how you beat Tom Brady, and the right tackle. Right. The best offensive lineman for Tampa Bay, Tristan Wirfs, is basically playing on, if he plays, he'll be on one leg.
Don't go into the turf too deep, because people don't care. They just want to know who's going to win.
Okay, and then I'll
if
take...
you want to go into the turf deep, go to Ed Lane in the fast lane
with you.
Well, I was just
giving you one line explaining
Well,
why.
I know. Well, let's move on to the next game.
It's showing my
Janet's
work,
looking
man.
At the clock.
No,
it's
I'm looking at the volume.
Yeah.
I have to show my work, man. Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay. Okay. Pretty simple there. And then I'm going to take Buffalo. I don't think Kansas City goes three straight. It's just too hard to make three straight Super Bowls. And I'll take, I don't trust the quarterback for Tennessee. I trust Joe Burrow more in big games. So I'll take Cincinnati in the upset.
I like Joe Burrow. Okay. Not only are you an amazing sports encyclopedia, you're also a guy who has some one-liners out there. Now, Janet, on the other hand, she grades you on the curve when it comes to your puns.
She doesn't like my puns.
It's not just your puns. I don't like puns in general.
Yeah, she that gives me fuel to try to just keep giving to her every day. She didn't say anything. Well, I bet you I wouldn't do it as much.
If you can get me to laugh at a pun, that's pretty.
That's the goal.
I mean,
hey,
that's up there.
Sometimes you need a goal, and that's my goal in life right now.
Well, the problem, but here's the challenge, my darling boy. The challenge is this. If you can get me to laugh, that's great, but can you get me not to kill you before you get to the point where you make me laugh?
Yeah.
That's the challenge.
That's a risk I'm willing to take.
There's
a one-liner for
The odds be forever in your favor.
Okay, so you guys did this
with great power comes great responsibility.
Okay. Let me get to the bit that I'm ready to play here. You got to set it up for me, though. You guys did the whole pirate thing during the commercial. Go ahead, do the pirate thing.
So what's a pirate's favorite letter?
R.
But it's really the C.
Oh, jeez.
And then you said, comeback was...
Because he said, what's the favorite
restaurant?
But remember restaurant, and she said Arby's.
Arby's, yeah, that's what I said.
Well, I have an Arby's story for you.
Okay, there
you
go.
Did you know Donald Trump recently was caught at an Arby's and they recorded it?
Okay.
All right, you ready?
What was he doing at the Arby's?
He was ordering.
Okay.
All right, it's Donald Trump.
Yes, I was told you have the meats, okay? So what we're looking for is a brisket, bacon, and beef dip, big, beautiful sandwich.
Okay, just the sandwich?
No, the combination, as a matter of fact. They call it a combo. You want that with a Dr. Pepper.
That's okay, not large for the fries and the drink.
We're talking about large. I call it huge. It sounds a lot better, yes. And a Dr. Pepper. We like Dr. Pepper more than Dr. Fauci.
This guy didn't do his homework. Trump likes...
I'm sorry, we'd like a side of horsey sauce.
Okay,
Arby's sauce is better.
What a shame. Bare shelves bind. Okay, well, no problem. We'll see you at the window. Thank you.
This thing has gone viral. It's a guy who's like in his 20s.
Doing his Donald Trump.
Yeah, doing his Trump. And doing pretty good.
My 18-year-old does a good Trump. Yeah, he does.
Thank you, Trey. What time will the coverage start on Saturday?
4 o'clock on Saturday, 2:30 on Sunday.
Okay.
All right. It would be simply the best.
It was fantastic. China. I loved it.
Jeez, now both of them are doing Trump. Anyway, thanks, Trey. 6:43 on a Friday. We're going to have some Friday funnies coming up.
We are going to have that.
And a five and dine here in just a minute, but yeah. We're finishing up the pork loins this week, right?
We are.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we'd also take your calls. John wanted to get in earlier. We couldn't squeeze him in, but if you do want to call, 434-534-8500 or toll-free 866-916-3776. And, of course, Janet taking and corralling all of your texts at 434-248-0704. And I've seen, I guess it's calmed down since I made my outrageous comment in the opening thing here, which
here's hoping.
Here's hoping.
Yeah. One can only hope.
Oh, gosh. Get me out of this nosedive.
It's time for Janet's Five and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes, and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
Five and Dine is brought to you by our friends at F&L Market. They are cutting and grinding fresh meats every single day. Sign up to be a VIP customer, and you will get coupons sent directly to your phone that will save you lots on your grocery bill. And real-life people are going to take care of you in every department, and they're going to check you out at the register. It's a wonderful thing, truly. Now, this week, they have pork loin roast on sale. Mm. And we have been working at helping you stretch those dollars and to feed your family really well. So I've been giving you different recipes for a pork loin roast. You can literally buy one pork loin, and you can have a different delicious meal every day of the week until the pork loin's gone. Today's recipe is a version of a Mississippi roast. This is a Mississippi pork roast. Mm. And this is so great because you can serve it with just, mashed potatoes and a side, or you can make great hoagies out of it. It makes great soft tacos. Mm-hmm. It's just a delicious meal all the way around. So this is what you want to do. You're going to take whatever is left from your pork loin, and you're going to put it over into your slow cooker. And I like to cut it into several pieces. Mm-hmm. So this is why it's great to use kind of the end of the roast when you get to that point. In a large skillet, you're going to sear it until they're golden brown on either side. And then you're going to put it in your slow cooker along with sliced onion, a sprinkle of ranch seasoning, and if you can get the au jus gravy seasoning, that's great too. Mm-hmm. And you just kind of toss it all over in there. And then I put pepperoncinis all over that pork. You drizzled the juice over it. I use an entire bottle of the pepperoncinis just because we love that heat.
Right.
And we love what it brings to the flavor. And then you're going to top it with some butter because there's no fat in a pork loin.
Ah, true.
And then you're going to cover it and cook it on low for about 8 hours. Mm. Once you open that bad boy up, that pork is going to be so tender and beautiful. You're just going to shred it and stir in all those juices, and then you serve it just like I said. You can serve it, and it makes a great hoagie.
Okay.
You could even thicken up some of the liquid and make a dipping sauce if you want to have like the hot hoagie and then dip it.
Yeah.
You can do the soft tacos like I mentioned, or you can just serve it over like mashed potatoes, get you some nice green vegetables on the side.
See, I like that option.
It's so good. And I think you'll enjoy it. You want to see this recipe and all the recipes that we've been sharing for the F&L pork loin? Go to Facebook, type in Janet's Five and Dine, become a part of that group. You'll see every recipe that we've ever shared since we went on the air. Mm-hmm. And it's brought to you by F&L Market, where their meats are a cut above.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
I come from a long line of Southern cooks, and one thing my mama always told me was ingredients matter. That's why I trust the experienced butchers at F&L Market, Lynchburg's only locally and family-owned independent grocery store. Their staff cuts and grinds fresh meats daily and will offer you the personal service you desire for everyday meals or special occasions. This week at F&L Market, save on whole pork tenderloins, $3.69 a pound. Chicken leg quarters are $7.59 for a 10-pound bag. Daniel Boone whole country hams sliced for free are $3.29 a pound. Save on Dole bananas, 49 cents a pound. And navel oranges are $5.99 for an 8-pound bag. Become a VIP Savings Club member by texting FL Market to 833-605-1804. Stop by F&L Market today, 2517 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. Their meat is a cut above.
Hello, Friday. I've been waiting for you for a long time. You
the Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
I'm not great at Facebook. Hope that's okay to admit. Turns out I'm a creep on Facebook. I didn't realize that. I thought I'd find out that I'm way cool. Turns out, no. I'm a weirdo. I do stuff on there that I've never done in my regular life. I've never wandered into a stranger's house and pulled down their photo albums, feverishly looked through every picture. Look at that. What are you doing here? Don't worry, I'm a friend of a friend. Just gonna walk on through. I'm gonna keep that one. I'm gonna keep it.
Creepy.
You can't help it. Well, do you ever have that happen? Do you ever all of a sudden start getting all these notifications and somebody that you don't want has like 25 of your pictures? Which is fine. You know, I'm like, well, maybe they really like Yorkies.
Okay. Well, true.
I mean, seriously.
I haven't learned about
that. I have really cute dogs.
Right.
So
I have a couple sub pages and I get these notices that someone's viewed your whatever, fill in the blank.
Uh-huh.
And so I, you know, I'm curious, especially when there's like, you've had 12 whatevers. And I don't know if those are 12 in that day or 12 over the last, you know, 3 years.
Sure.
You know, there's probably some way to look at the analytics on Facebook, and I really don't care to go into all that. But, yeah, it's, Facebook is an interesting thing on several levels. Like if I get, like if I'm trying to buy something, or somebody's trying to buy something from me. If I see there's mutual friends, there is a level of comfort that goes with that. How do you feel about that? You're like, okay, I've got three friends that know this person. Of course, you know, maybe that person trolled your three friends before they want to meet you. So you don't know. You just don't know.
Right.
It's kind of creepy. Like you said, I'm pulling down your family album off your shelf. Technically, when I go to your Facebook and look at your pictures.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it is kind of weird.
A little bit.
It's kind of weird.
That
and Mark Zuckerberg's over there just, you know, counting the bitcoins that he cashes in every day because this is what we're into.
True.
Or you could go to Instantgram, as I called it yesterday.
Oh, my word.
My wife even got me on that one last night.
Yeah, it was it.
Yeah, Instantgram.
that was a good one, Grandpa. That was good. Hey, saying. Alicia, find my... Anyway, so we were talking after the I-95 fiasco.
Yes.
Where motorists were stranded over a day.
Right, right.
We were talking about... Now, what would that have looked like if that had been electric cars and all of them? How would they have gotten them off of the...
Yeah, what if you didn't have a full charge when you got stuck out there?
Right.
You got half battery.
There could be all kinds of things
going
on.
How do you stand warm?
Apparently, there was a young man who decided, you know, to kind of find out what that would look like.
Did a little test lab?
Because a lot of people were talking about, you know, what that would look like.
Right.
So some people were there over 24 hours.
Yes.
So
Senator Kane.
This young man decided he was going to see what would happen. Would the battery die? Would the electric power fail to keep me warm?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how would that work? So for the test... The basic idea was he would sit in the car like he was stuck in traffic the entire time, keep the cabin warm enough, not just for me, but for the theoretical passengers as well, and to see how it did. Now, he was in a Mustang Mach-E.
This is that four-door Mustang thing.
Yeah. Which is a pretty car.
Mm-hmm.
I got in the car to start the test at 5:45 a.m. The charge read 100%.
Okay.
Only 186 miles range on the instrument cluster. I was warned the range might start even lower in the extreme cold, and that my garage, where the car was plugged in, was barely insulated and certainly not heated. Instead of simply backing out of the driveway and beginning to idle, I treated the situation as if I was going out on the highway.
Okay.
Took the car out for a spin first, stopped at the local Starbucks, then made my way to my house where I would sit in traffic for the next 12 hours. So he did keep the heated seats and the steering wheel on during this.
Right.
And he tried to replicate the in-traffic experience, driving around the block a few times over half a day to simulate spurts of moving traffic.
Okay.
And use lights and radio in certain intervals and cut the car off for periods of 15 to 30 minutes.
It sounds like he did an honest, you know, what would happen,
So, at 6 a.m., 100% charge, temperature was 13 degrees. At 9 a.m., 3 hours later, he had 92% charge.
Okay.
It was 14 degrees. At 12, 87% charge, 18 degrees. At 12 hours in, he still had 75% charge.
Really?
With the temperatures of 24.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess here's the question. What would happen the next 12 hours?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how would it be? I don't know. And like you say, what if... it's not charged all the way.
Right. Yeah. What if you go
not
ideal situations?
Not that people would do that. I'm really bad about letting... I'm not as bad as I used to be about not filling my car up.
Okay. Right.
I'd be like, I don't need to plug it up. I'll plug it up tomorrow. It'll be fine. So I didn't know that an electric car is the answer for me for that reason.
Maybe we should get you a hybrid. You still have gas and electric, so...
But you know, there's so many other questions about the batteries. There's nothing environmentally friendly about batteries. Nothing from the mining to get them, and the nickel and at lithium nickel mining. How is that good for the environment?
Right.
What's green about a battery-operated car? When you think about it.
Yeah, I don't. If we were to go all electric, let's just say that really happened. I don't think it's going to happen in our lifetime. But anyway, maybe in your kid's lifetime.
I can tell you exactly what's going to happen. You want me to write it down on this day, the 21st of January, 2022. The same thing's going to happen that we've done. We've learned nothing from history.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely nothing. It's just like the whole straw thing back in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we've got to save the trees. We can't use paper straws anymore.
Right.
We have to make plastic straws. Plastic is the future. It's the future is plastic. Plastic's great.
Plastic doesn't decompose.
Plastic doesn't decompose.
Right.
Plastic kills our animals.
Yeah.
Plastic and pollutes
oceans.
Our oceans.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not good.
Right.
And we were going to save the world with plastic.
Mm-hmm.
We screw up more stuff in the name of the arrogance of thinking we can save the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's just crazy to me. Anyway. That's all I have to say about
that. Well, and you have to dispose of all those. And these are...
Yeah, the batteries have got to go somewhere.
These batteries are much larger than the car battery that you have in your car right now.
But it's just like the light bulb.
It's the whole bottom of the car is a battery.
The Obama light bulbs.
Oh, yeah, that was a fiasco.
You know, I mean...
Yeah, we had to shut a place down up in Winchester area that made incandescent lights, you know, because of that whole stupid thing.
And you can't even get rid of those bulbs. I mean, they're so bad for the environment.
Right. Yeah, it's the just, little fluorescent
We do it over and over again. Yeah. Hey, coming up in our next hour, we've got our nonprofit spotlight.
We do.
We're going to doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Really excited about that from one of our folks out of the Danville area.
Mm-hmm.
And then, could ice melt be dangerous for your dogs? Yeah.
Yeah.
It can. You got to watch. Got to watch that with your little pets. We'll tell you about it coming up.
7 o'clock here. CBS News is coming at you. We're so glad you're with us. More Friday Funnies. And another statue taken down. This time, Theodore Roosevelt, 26th president.
Wow.
They removed that.